Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Ranking Member Blunt, for having scheduling this business meeting to consider a bill that I am proud, as a Republican, to have worked on and is important, I think, to strengthen our process. And I think the manager's amendment strengthens it as well. I would note that in the process that we went through with Senator Warner and certainly under the leadership of Senators Collins and Senator Manchin, we took our time on this to the frustration of a lot of people. There was a restlessness to say, are you going to do anything? Are you not going to do anything? Are you going to go far enough? Are you going to go too narrow? And I think we, at one point, we were at 5 points. Now we're down to, what, 1.5 of those 5 is what this bill consists on. So we crafted it with common sense solutions to a problem. Members of Congress on both sides, as Senator Cruz pointed out, have sought to use the Electoral College certification process to overturn the results of elections that they may not like. So I've long championed our decentralized electoral systems. That's what we have, which gives states the powers to design and enforce their election laws to meet the needs of their constituents. We can't vote the same way you do in Texas and West Virginia, I don't think, and we shouldn't. Because of this, I do not believe that members of Congress should overturn lawfully cast votes. This is why I proudly joined the working group and strongly support our bipartisan legislation. The Electoral Count Reform and President Transition Improvement Act is a result of months of careful deliberation and debate. Our group welcomed all kinds of input from legal experts, from this committee, from individuals, from constitutional scholars, from all different types of political leanings. And based on that information, we came up with this bill. From the beginning, it was clear if we were ever going to get bipartisan support, we had to draft a very narrow bill, as the leader has said. And I understand that this legislation may not encompass all, or may encompass maybe too much, but let me be clear, it is very carefully and narrowly crafted. So I would urge my colleagues and my counterparts in the House to look at this business seriously. It's meaningful, it's tailored, it clarifies the certification process. And I will continue to push for the passage of this legislation. Thank you, Madam Chair.